Want a recipe for success? Step one, visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. Step two, click on my link to browse OCD Training School's amazing course catalog. Step three, enroll. And step four, enjoy learning. With no added cost to you, you can support the OCD family community while grabbing some continuing education or learning how to bridge yourself to self-help strategies for OCD. Again, that's OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses. And use my special link to sign up today. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the OCD Family Podcast. If you're catching this episode in real time, then you know today is the 4th of July. But even if you're part of our replay fam, this episode is for you because we are here to talk about strategies for managing holidays when you or your loved one is living with OCD. And remember, this isn't therapy. This is a chat. Talking holidays. What? Yes. First of all, intrusive thoughts don't take holidays off. So if they show up today, a different holiday, or even within a holiday season, let them be there and then refocus on what you want to do. Whether that's watching fireworks, hanging with friends, having a cookout, or just staying in. And if that worries you, maybe even creates a wellspring of uncertainty in you, that's okay. You don't owe OCD any answers, any solves, or even any certainty because these thoughts, images, and urges are just that. And that is the work. Secondly, whether you're neurodivergent or allistic, sometimes holidays can create some sensory overload. Here in the States, a day like today means fireworks, music, usually crowds. But for many a holidays, even when traditions may come into play, there is still a decent amount of unpredictability, and that can be intense. So if you are experiencing egosyntonic sensory overload, meaning your experiences, even if unwanted, are in line with your values, like loud noises hurt, so I don't love being around loud noises or things of that sort, give yourself permission to set some boundaries. Not everything is a compulsion. Noise-canceling headphones, a quieter viewing spot, or even skipping the party altogether are all valid options. For my autistic kiddos, the headphones are a must. But also, we stopped going to the town's fireworks show years ago and opted for just setting off our own colorful array with family in the cul-de-sac. It's a quieter viewing spot. We have access to an air-conditioned home if we need a break. It's okay, and I would argue important, to honor your sensory system. So if you're avoiding a get-together, but not out of intrusive fear or obsessional doubt, but mostly just because it's a lot of peopling, it's hot, it's humid, I don't like how sticky I feel, it's loud, and I can't really enjoy the time because I am dysregulated AF, then you can choose not to go. The point is that you have industry, you have agency, and you get the choice, not OCD. And thirdly, if you're doing exposure and response prevention therapy, just because it's a holiday doesn't mean time off from facing your OCD. So if you're working on exposures, think about how the day might offer chances to practice. Maybe it's being around messy picnic food or a barbecue. Maybe it's tolerating uncertainty about fire safety. But again, you can apply this to any sort of holiday or gathering, reunion. Whatever it is, lean into it with support, not pressure, because you deserve to celebrate in a way that respects your mental health. And pursuing that, oh, that's the good stuff. And therein lies freedom, or connection, or relationships, or that really funny, oh my gosh, you're not going to believe what Uncle Alex did. It's those sort of things. We are fighting and in service to those moments. From an ICBT perspective, reminding yourself how you can pop out of the OCD bubble is key. Speaking of barbecues, get-togethers, fireworks, and more, I gotta get ready myself. But it was nice to bump into you, fam, here for a brief water cooler chat where we can remember that we've got this. We're not alone. And we are better together. Therapists, are your clients struggling with disgust-based contamination OCD? Have you tried upgrading your ERP with the Mastery approach? Visit OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses and click on my link because I've got just the training for you. At OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses, you can check out OCD Training School's entire catalog of courses, including Rich Gallagher's course, Treating Contamination OCD. Where else can you build mastery over disgust-based triggers while supporting the fam at no extra cost to you? It's a win-win at OCDFamilyPodcast.com/courses.